You may remember meeting Dr. Alexis Hellman earlier this month. We told the story of her volunteering to work in the COVID-19 field hospital set up at the Baltimore Convention Center. Today, Dr. Hellman is back in Pensacola trying to figure out what went wrong.
And the kicker is, I told them even before I left Pensacola, just so it wouldn't be a thing, and it still turned into a thing.
The thing Dr. Hellman is talking about is the fact that she uses medical marijuana.
I actually brought it up, and I said, look, this is something I have. I have a medical marijuana card from Florida. Is this going to be an issue before I make this big trek up there? And they said, you know, as long as you put it on your occupational health paperwork, it shouldn't be an issue. You know, as long as you disclose it. Which I did multiple times.
Medical marijuana was legalized in Maryland in 2014, but the state does not honor other states' cards. In other words, you cannot buy, possess, or use medical marijuana legally in Maryland with a Florida medical marijuana card. And that's when the trouble began. Dr. Hellman, who was an Army veteran with experience working in a field hospital environment, notified her supervisor that she was in town and at her hotel. And then she waited.
Days were going by where I wouldn't hear anything, or, hey, we don't have your badge ready. You know, I was signing up for shifts and I wasn't hearing anything back. And I was getting texts back and forth from my supervisor saying, oh, yeah, you know, things are looking up. And what was the one phrase she used? I'm cautiously optimistic about getting you in here. And it's like, what on earth does that mean? I drove 16 hours here. You shouldn't be cautiously optimistic about anything except me not catching this.
Finally, on Friday morning, April 17th, Dr. Hellman got a call from the occupational health people saying her drug screen came back positive for THC, the active chemical in marijuana.
And I said, yeah, I know. You know, I have medical marijuana. And, you know, they explained why they couldn't hire me. And they asked if I wanted to have a verification test. I'm like, what for? You know, I know it's positive. What are you going to do that for? And they said, well, you can reapply if you enroll in a treatment program. And it's like, why am I going to enroll in a treatment program? Medical marijuana is my treatment.
Before she was sent home, Dr. Hellman did go through orientation and got to interact with other healthcare providers from around the country and compare experiences dealing with the coronavirus. She remembers one conversation very well.
Her name was Lisa. I never got her last name. She was a nurse practitioner, though. And, you know, she was really excited about helping. And we got to compare our experiences in terms of, you know, she had her hours cut, she had her wages cut, you know, she had doctor friends, their wages were getting cut in the midst of all this. And, you know, really getting to see why other people were kind of coming out to help.
Dr. Alexis Hellman is back home now, working her shifts at Pensacola Osteopaths. She hopes that being open about her experience will start a conversation about the stigma still surrounding medical marijuana patients.
I try to make it very clear why I was declined. Not just for appearances, not just so it's like, oh, something bad must have come back in her history. But so they know, like, this is a thing. Moving forward, they know that this is a thing. And so we can start this conversation. Because one of my first thoughts, you know, starting to drive back from Baltimore to Pensacola was, we need to talk about this. This is ridiculous. You're putting out these frantic calls saying, oh, we need people, we need people, we need people. But then someone shows up on medical marijuana, and you're like, oh, no, 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 we're fine. We're fine. Go home. It's wrong not just to me, but to patients in general on medical marijuana. It's saying that we're lesser than, we're not good enough, that in times of crisis, they still don't want us.
This little adventure cost Dr. Hellman more than just time and aggravation. She ended up spending close to $1,000 of her own money on hotels and travel expenses and supplies for the month she thought she'd be staying in Baltimore.
It was kind of heartbreaking. And, you know, I had to really kind of come to grasp with it and decide how I was going to let this affect me, because I know I did nothing wrong. I am not doing anything wrong. Doctors are also patients. Doctors also get sick. They come down with physical and mental ailments for which medical marijuana has been recognized to help treat. I told them well in advance. I am not broken. I'm not a stoner. I'm none of these things. I'm just a patient trying to get relief for symptoms. I'm also a doctor. And I don't feel like those two things should be mutually exclusive.
The Field Hospital in Baltimore is being run by Johns Hopkins Medicine. We have reached out to them for comment. Bob Barrett, WWF News.